Country Club FM.
That means it's time for the Almanac. Bob FM, good morning. Let me introduce to you Virtual Neil.
I'm ready, Jim.
Virtual Neil.
I'm ready, Jim.
Yeah, you are.
Let's do it.
It's before we get into the Almanac thing here, we need to do a Bob Almanac salute.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough.
R&B soul singer, pop songwriter James Ingram passed away yesterday.
Seems nothing.
He was only 66. He passed away of brain cancer. Won a couple of Grammys. He had this song, Just Once, which was a Quincy Jones song, 100 Ways. I love that one. Of course, you can't go wrong with Yamo Be There, a song he did with Michael McDonald. James Ingram passing away at the age of 66. That is a Bob Almanac salute. Wednesday, January 30th, the 30th day of the year, 335 days left to go here this year. Neil, do you know if this is a leap year or not?
I'll look that up.
Today is Wednesday. It's bitterly cold, but think about this. At least you're not Oliver Cromwell. 1661, Oliver Cromwell was the Lord Protector of the Commonwealth in England. On this date, they exhumed his body and ritually executed him after he had been dead for 2 years. You have to really not like a guy to, after he's died and he's been dead for 2 years, to exhume his body and then execute him. And then you can look it up because it's quite amazing what they did with his head then. His head was not buried again until like the 1960s. Unbelievable. 1961. Maybe they should do this more often in Congress. 1798, the first brawl in the U.S. House of Representatives took place. Maybe this is the way we need to get things done. We need them to brawl. Republicans, you know, just a big old rumble. Let's just have a rumble, just like in the old days. And it took place this date, 1798. Congressman Matthew Lyon and Roger Griswold fought on the House floor. 1798, 1835, first ever assassination attempt on a U.S. president. Andrew Jackson survived on this date. The shot was just off a little bit, 1835, thankfully for Old Hickory and Andrew Jackson. 1933 on this date, a little something debuted on radio. You may know it as The Lone Ranger.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger.
Always fun to go back and see how they used to make those sound effects. The horse clopping and all that. So 1933, Lone Ranger had a nice run on radio and then a nice long run on television as well. The radio show ran until 1955. The TV show was on during the 50s, maybe even into the 60s with Clayton Moore. That open was from 38. That's as old of an open for the show that I could find. And it started on this date, 1933 on radio. 1948 this day in the news. We had news coming out of India on this date, 1948.
Mahatma Gandhi is dead. When vast throngs crowded Delhi's Birla House, urging him to break his last fast, few imagined an assassin would strike near this spot 11 days later. To the simple, trusting multitudes of India, this frail figure was a god.
Mahatma Gandhi, Mohandas, died at the age of 78 this date as he was assassinated. The Gandhi family, under the gun at all times, it seems, always in a situation, whether it was Indira, there was Raji, was there another one? But Mahatma Gandhi on this date, 78, he was. 1962 this date.
During a Detroit appearance, the pyramid collapsed. Two family members fell 40 feet to their death. Carl's son Mario was permanently paralyzed. And Carl Walenda did not escape untouched. He suffered a broken pelvis and a double hernia.
Sad day on this day, and of course proving that the whole flying thing in their name was just a name. Two members of the Flying Walendas. Oh, I guess that wasn't a good joke. Sorry, we got some booze there. The Flying Walendas, two members of them, killed when their seven-member pyramid collapsed during a performance. It was in Detroit, Michigan. And as you heard, Carl Walenda, who was kind of the patriarch of the Walendas and the guy who designed all their stunts and everything, he was injured, recovered, and continued to do the high wire acts. And then he would die tragically. And later in the 70s, where in between two hotels and the winds picked up, like in Puerto Rico, and to watch the video of him actually falling is really, your stomach just sinks. It's awful to be doing that without a net, but that's what they did. They were the Flying Walendas, 1962. 65, here is a fun song. Never made it to number one. Ever done this with your name?
But if the first two letters I ever...
It helps if you have more than one syllable. Jim doesn't really work. M-M, Phil-Fim, Fim, Anna... Maybe it does, I don't know. Maybe. Surely, if anybody could do it, Shirley Ellis would. That song hit number three on this date, 1965. 68, NFL draft. The Vikings picked a young man from USC with the first overall pick, Ron Yeary. And he would play that tackle spot from 1968 through at least 81. I can't remember if he played in the Metrodome or not. I know he played for sure the Vikings in 81 because they interviewed him after the last ever game against Kansas City. But Ron Yeary was a stalwart on that Vikings offensive line. Of course, he became a Hall of Famer. That was in 68. 1 year later. Real audio of the Beatles playing on the rooftop of the Apple Records headquarters in London. Little impromptu 42-minute concert. Policemen weren't all too happy about it. Caused some security issues. It ended up being the last live gig that the Beatles ever played together. 1969. And in 75, Erno Rubik applied for a patent for his magic cube. It ended up being, of course, later known as the Rubik's Cube. So 75, that's pretty early, but it didn't really make it here, I think, in the U.S. market until the 80s. That is referred to here in the United States as an 80s phenomenon. And I quickly found out that it took a high intellect and a lot of patience in order to solve the Rubik's Cube. I had neither of those. A relatively high intellect, but not very high, not high enough. Or it was, I don't know if it was a lack of patience. I can't remember which one of those I lacked more of. It was probably just pure laziness. And never did solve Rubik's Cube. I said, this is too much work. That was 1975 that Rubik's Cube was patented on this date, somewhere in Europe. Let's go. Today's birthdays here today. Happy birthday,
Mitch Tetzbacher!
That is Gene Hackman. And Gene Hackman is 89. There he is as Lex Luthor. Mr. Luthor. Unforgiven. French Connection. Hoosiers. Behind Enemy Lines. For a while, they're regarded one of the best actors that we had going. And Gene Hackman is 89 today. Dick Cheney, the VP. They did not portray him all that positively in that recent movie Vice, did they? Dick Cheney, also pretty good shot with a shotgun. He's handy with a gun and a knife. Not quite as handy as Clifton Clowers, though. Dick Cheney is 78 today. Don't go hunting with Dick Cheney. That's probably what's going to be on his tombstone. Phil Collins.
Think twice.
He just tore up the 80s with
it's
hits.
Another day for you, the paradise.
I would have played Susu Studio, but then I'd get up and dance, and we don't want that. So Phil Collins, he started out with Genesis, of course, and then went solo, then went back to Genesis. I just saw him recently at Target Center. He was just a few months ago. He sounded great. He sat down the whole time because he had, like, hip or knee surgery. 68 today for Phil Collins.
Libby, this is a crock. Doggone it, honey, I'm proud you stole.
You are?
Yeah. You know, every time I go in Russell's Pharmacy, I spend $15 or $20. That candy bar you took cost 50 cents. You saved me some money. Thank you.
Brett Butler, a little reverse psychology on her show, Grace Under Fire. Happy birthday to her. She's 61. Trent Klatt, who was from Osseo, played at Osseo, went to the University of Minnesota, was a Gopher, then played some with the North Stars and made the trip over to Dallas when they moved and Philadelphia Flyers, and then most recently was the head coach at Grand Rapids and won a state championship a few years ago. Trent Klatt is 48 today. We have a country singer celebrating today.
They were angels in waiting.
Bit of a one-hit wonder, Tammy Cochran was. Angels in Waiting. Nice song. Tammy Cochran is 47 today. Guess who he is? He's Batman.
People need dramatic examples to shake them out of apathy, and I can't do that as Bruce Wayne. As a man, I'm flesh and blood. I can be ignored. I can be destroyed, but as a symbol, I can be incorruptible.
Yeah, Christian Bale. Arnold. Was it Arnold? What was the name? Alfred. Alfred's listening intently, played by Michael Caine in that version of Batman. Christian Bale, 45. I liked him in American Hustle. He was good in The Big Short, and he's been in a lot of different things. He's Christian Bale, and he's 45. Today he's been known to get a little hot-headed every now and then, and somebody captured it on, like, their camera. And our rapper of the day is Kid Cudi. Not familiar with any of his work. I'd have to do a little more investigation into the life and times of Kid Cudi, but Kid Cudi is 35. Today. And don't forget, we have a quiz coming up for those motocross tickets, Supercross. So keep it right here. I hope you've been listening to everything.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
The gone but not forgotten today include Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, an unprecedented four elections won, didn't complete his fourth term, but that's a long run. FDR, that was his Nothing to Fear But Fear Itself from his inauguration speech and whatever that was, 1933. So 1882, born on this date, gone but not forgotten. Dick Martin, Rowan and Martin's Laughing. Say goodnight, Dick. Dick Martin, 1922. We have Marty Balin.
If only you believe like God.
It's Marty Balin's first appearance on the Gone But Not Forgotten list. He just passed away a few months ago. Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, great voice. More of the ballad singer than some of the other guys like Grace Slick in Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship. Marty Balin, born on this date, 1942. We have Trinidad Silva.
I want to guarantee that I can practice law.
Do you want us to fix the bar exam?
No. I want to guarantee that I ain't screwed up with the ethics and credential panel.
You know, any jury or judge is going to be impressed by an attorney that uses ain't. We know that. There he is as Jesus Martinez on Hill Street Blues, Trinidad Silva Jr., born in the state in 1950. And one more, Payne Stewart, who will forever be tied here to Minnesota, having won the U.S. Open here in 1991. Very popular golfer in that tragic plane incident, where they lost cabin pressure, it froze, and then the plane ended up crashing, I think somewhere, it was North or South Dakota, 1957, Payne Stewart. And Neil, what are they?
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, here is the quiz, here today, the quiz, and we're giving away on today's Almanac quiz, the Supercross tickets, U.S. Bank Stadium. Now, you have to want to go to the show to call. And you also have to be able to come and pick them up. You have to be willing to come and pick them up. You don't have to do it today. It doesn't have to be today, but sometime before the show and the competition. And it's not just any competition. It's the most competitive off-road motorcycle racing championship in the world. So you're going to want to go. Four-pack, Saturday, February 9th. You got to be able to come and pick them up here sometime before the show. And what was the year that Erno Rubik patented his Rubik's Cube? That's the question. What year was it? What year was it Erno Rubik patented his Rubik's Cube? Originally, he called it just a magic cube, but it ended up being known as Rubik's Cube, and that's what we know it as. And you can still find Rubik's Cubes now. It's lived well into the 21st century. So what year was that patented? We said it on the Almanac. 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. That's it, Bob Morning Show done. Bob-a-thon coming up next, at least 16 songs. And again, also a reminder, the All Request Lunch Hour, our live appearance, performance, we will be there at the Legion in Richfield today. It is on, despite the cold. from noon until 1 today. Hope you can come out.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob FM.